We live in what some people have referred to as the age of outrage. Even if you're not familiar with that term, you might already think it's a pretty good description of the world in which we live, and we might point to two specific reasons for why it's called that. First of all, it's getting increasingly difficult to have polite disagreements with people. A lot of the hot-button issues that we discuss are more and more not just about someone being right and someone being wrong, someone being wise and someone being foolish. Rather, it's about someone being good and someone being evil. So whether it's climate change or a border wall, whether it's tax rates or healthcare reform, more and more people view the people who are on the other side of those issues as not just incorrect, but even immoral. And then second of all, we have been given almost exactly the right tools to take that moral indignation and to stoke it into a burning hot rage. The very tools that keep us informed and keep us connected to people all over the world also do a great job of adding fuel to just about any fire. And so people can surround themselves with people who see things exactly the same way. And then that group of like-minded people can very easily, very quickly turn into a virtual mob, taking their virtual pitchforks and lashing out against anyone that disagrees. Maybe you've even observed some of these characteristics of the age of outrage. Maybe you've even been on the receiving end of some of them. And if that's the case, then maybe you'd agree that for us as Christians, it's sort of a perfect time to be different. We might think that we as Christians have plenty that we should be outraged about too. And yet when we think about some of the behaviors that have sort of become the new normal in our world, I think maybe you'd agree that it's sort of a good time to be strange, to be different, to be out of place. After all, that's exactly what we are, isn't it? A couple of decades after Jesus lived, one of his disciples named Peter wrote a letter to a bunch of Christians who were not gathered all together in one neat and tidy community, but they were scattered in a largely unbelieving and unchristian world. And Peter wanted them to know just exactly how different they were. And so he said this: "You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light." So by nature, we were walking in darkness, destined for a life of trying to prove our worth to God and therefore also trying to prove that we're better than other people. In other words, we were destined for a life of outrage. But God rescued us from that. God brought us into the light where we could see that the approval that we crave has already been won for us by our Savior Jesus. Through Jesus, we are God's holy people. We are his special possession. In other words, we're different. And if that's the case, then it only makes sense that we would live lives that are different. Peter goes on to encourage those Christians to live as foreigners and exiles in our world, to live lives that are strange and weird and out of place. And this week I want to talk to you about some of the ways in which we can do that, some of the ways in which we can be strange in this so-called age of outrage, ways in which our lives can bring glory to the one who has made us different. I know it can be frustrating and exhausting to live in this so-called age of outrage, but the good news is it's a golden opportunity for us to be strange. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us out of darkness and into your wonderful light. Fill us with joy in how different you have made us, that we might live differently and bring glory to you. Amen.